You're listening to the newchurches.com Q&A podcast. New Churches is an online hub for the mission of church multiplication. Here you'll find the resources and training you need to get started, as well as a community of church planting and multi-site experts to help you thrive. My name is Daniel Lim, and I'm here with Todd Adkins.
Hello, hello.
All right. So today we have a great question about leadership pipeline, how that relates to church multiplication, starting new sites, plants. So it's a great kind of a mix of what New Churches is all about. And if you are new to the podcast and are kind of just tuning in recently, New Churches is actually a part of the Lifeway Leadership family. So under Lifeway Leadership, we have newchurches.com, Ministry Grid, our Pipeline Conference, Pipeline Coaching and Consulting, and we have the Godfather here represented, Mr. Todd Adkins, over it all.
No, I was doing the family.
Yes. Never alluding to the fact that you are the Godfather.
I was not alluding to the fact that I was the Godfather. I was just saying we're a family.
Right.
We can go, name the different people on our team and who they are in the Godfather, if you'd like sometime. That would be fun, actually.
Yeah, we should. Kind of like, you know, with the MBTI and you could, you know, Star Wars or Lord of the Rings, how it kind of relates. Maybe the Brady Bunch would Brady be another Bunch. One.
Marsha. We don't have any of that on our team, actually, because, well, I just wouldn't play well. It wouldn't last long.
Well, let's listen to the question.
Hey, guys. My name is Brian Leonardi, and I'm on staff at Vineyard Community Church in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. In my short time in ministry, I've heard a lot of talk around leadership pipelines, and I know you guys have mentioned how important they are in getting over barriers in terms of number of people, 75 and 125 and 200. But I was wondering if you could talk a little bit more in depth around leadership pipelines, some best practices, some starting points, some examples of leadership pipelines that have worked for other churches, specifically in terms of multiplication. Basically, if multiplication and launching new sites is the goal, what's an effective leadership pipeline to have in place?
Okay. So before I let Todd go, if you've ever watched WWF, or I guess it's now WWE, and they do the tag team battles, and the guy is waiting on the edge, just ready to go in, and you know, it's all a show, right? But he's just like, pumping his chest, holding the ropes, and then he finally gets the tag and jumps in. Literally, that is what Todd looked like while the question was playing. So, tag.
I'm slightly opinionated about this. First of all, leadership pipelines.
Be nice.
Okay, I'll be nice. Yeah. I'll be nice. Leadership pipeline is a philosophy and a framework. If somebody's trying to sell you a course, that's not leadership pipeline. Mm. If somebody's trying to, if they're like, oh, this is leadership pipeline, and it is not fully comprehensive with both philosophy and framework, it is not Leadership Pipeline. Leadership Pipeline was a book written by a guy named Rand Charan. It's a business book. And it is really talking about a framework, a little bit of philosophy, but mostly framework for developing people in a corporation. Mm-hmm. We would say we love that framework. We love the visual of that framework because it represents bends or passages along the way that a person has to go through when they move from leading themselves to leading others, when they move from being a volunteer to being over people. Mm-hmm. That it's not just, the reason why most people fail when they move from leading themselves well to leading volunteers is they're not prepared for that transition. And that it requires a different shift in how they spend their time, what they value, all of those things. We would say leadership pipeline also marries some of what a guy named Noel Tichy wrote a lot about, which is creating a teachable point of view throughout the organization. That means that everybody has something that they're learning and teaching. It's a virtuous cycle of learning and teaching. When you apply that to the way that we would do pipeline, we say, hey, in all levels of your pipeline, a person moves from learning to leading, to multiplying themselves if they're doing it properly and biblically. Mm-hmm. I move from being a disciple in Ephesians 2, 8, 9 to being a, to figuring out who I am in God's workmanship in Ephesians 2, 10 to finally Ephesians 4, equipping other people to do likewise. It's a virtuous cycle of development. Most of the people in our organization, the goal for them is not to become the pastor. The goal for them is to become who God's created them to be and multiply themselves there. It all sounds well and good, and it kind of sounds complicated. It's not if you just sit down and do the work on the front end. Otherwise, you kind of go willy-nilly through.
All right, Tag, come on. I want to go in. Tag, okay. So in addition to that, there's a book called The Leadership Code where they did this research project and actually identified that 60 to 70% of what makes you effective in at your level on the leadership pipeline or in your role is actually transferable across organizations or within your organization at that level. 30 to 40% is what's contextual and on the job. So in light of all that, that's where if you look at the senior leadership or the ministry director level leadership pipeline course we have on newchurches.com, that is for you to go in and actually grow in the 60 to 70% of what makes senior leaders effective or what makes ministry directors effective. Those two courses on New Churches are really intended for you to grow in your core competencies at those levels. If you're looking for the broader framework and actually using that to develop a leadership pipeline in your church, that's where Ministry Grid comes in and it's completely built toward that. So even when Todd was saying, hey, it's not a course, it's not, yes, we have courses, but all of that is built on what we just talked about.
Oh, it's a philosophy and framework.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not just, I say that because we've been doing this for several years now. And between Daniel, myself, and a couple of our coaches, I mean, we're knocking on 2,900 people that church leaders that we have live in person taken through our process. And it's just
in small settings.
In small settings. And so as that is becoming more popular, we're seeing people pop up and wanting to do pipelines.
Yeah,
so if it's not us or if it's not our sister Oxano, then I would say really take a look at what they're doing and whether and what it's based on, or are they, when you say pipeline,
yeah,
what do you mean by that?
Yeah, because people are riding the wave and they're going to put out stuff, but is it built on this robust philosophy and framework and research that we did over a couple of years,
right,
and that we then have tested and honed and refined with the 2,900 people that we've coached and consulted. So let's dig a little bit deeper.
Okay.
In light of that foundation, what do we need to know about leadership pipeline in order to multiply and get ready to start new sites?
Well, I mean, one of the big things is making sure what you're doing is scalable. So it's saying, hey, it's great that we're talking about the strategy. What we've just described is a strategy. Mm-hmm. But then we move into systems. And that would be the basic processes of your ministry. That would also be the number of ministries that you have. You have to remember that everything you do is an opportunity cost. And so anything you announce, anything that volunteers are doing is taking time, talent, and treasure away from something else. So if it's not completely aligned with the culture you want to create, if it's not completely aligned with the values you have and the vision where you're wanting to take your church, then it should not be done.
Yeah.
And so there's this whole process that is really involved in pipeline that goes beyond just the strategy that we're talking about, mm-hmm. where you have to move in and make sure you're providing clarity and alignment all the way through with everything you do, which is absolutely vital. Because if we say leadership development is poetry and plumbing. It's mm-hmm. vision that inspires, but it's actually the systems and processes that deliver on the dream. And 8 times out of 10, when we talk to pastors, they're good with the conviction that they should be developing people. It's the fact that they're doing all the poetry. So they may evoke people's hearts to serve, but they're not giving them clear pathways that align with the vision to run on.
Mm-hmm. So if we'll end out this podcast with a little bit more, hey, this is, here are some steps that you can take in order to get your church ready to launch a pipeline and move toward multiplication.
We dropped the ebook on
its end goal.
We dropped the ebook on the
Notes. Yeah. So be sure to go to the show notes, to just go to newchurches.com/podcast, and you can actually click on today's episode 292 and get the ebook. And actually, by the time this drops, it's a couple weeks until we start our Leadership Pipeline Learning Community, which is a 6-month process. There's only a few churches. We cap it, and I think we have one or two spots left. I may be mistaken. It may be completely full. But if you are interested in that, just go to myleadershippipeline.com/learning community, because that 6-month process is what's going to get you, Brian, ready to launch this out and for you to actually build out your leadership pipeline so that you can move toward multiplication. Now, although this may sound like a commercial, I have to mention that, because a 13-minute podcast is not going to give you what you need to know. No. To launch. This is really a foundational, we're hitting the topic, and we really do hope that you come alongside, that we can come alongside you and help you flesh out that leadership pipeline built toward multiplication. So Todd, if we were sitting down with Brian or a church wanting to see the end goal of their pipeline be campus pastors or church planters, new sites or new plants, what specific advice would you give them, different to a church, let's say at our fall conference, that just wants to build leaders at every level?
Well, if you're preparing, the great news is you're doing this in advance. Mm-hmm. You're laying a foundation now. I would say some of the biggest thing that you need to do is establish your vision and values, because that foundation is going to establish everything from here forward. Things like selection. So who you select when you launch, make sure that person, especially the higher they go, the more important it is that they align with your vision and values, because who you start with and who the leaders you put in place, that's who carries the vision. The vision is not carried by paper. Mm-hmm. It's carried by people, especially in the beginning. So selection is vitally important, but you can't select the right people unless you have those values in place. The next thing would be making sure that you have clarity in pathways for these people on what you're going to ask them to do. You may want to make sure that you know exactly how you're going to onboard them, but also how you're going to follow through and develop them as time goes by. Make sure that you have clear expectations. So that means you can't just shrug your shoulders and say, oh, we're a church plant, we don't need like sophisticated things like a role profile for all our volunteers. Yes, you do. You do, because if you're going to ask me to do something, my time is extremely valuable. And if you are wishy-washy on what you're asking me to do, the commitment that you're asking me to make, or what the role and responsibility really is, I'm probably going to be busy. If I'm a serious leader, I'm probably going to be busy, because you haven't valued that. So doing things like that early on, I think, are vitally important, and making sure that you have kind of a plan in place, to launch, a plan in place to celebrate those things that you want to re-embed in the culture. Don't celebrate doers, celebrate developers. And then how are you going to have that continuity moving forward? How are you going to select the ministries you're going to start is really important too.
Yeah. So as you've probably are kind of hearing from what Todd and I are saying, we want a silver bullet when it comes to leadership pipeline. But if you've been listening to this podcast for any amount of time, you know there are no silver bullets to that. So as a result, we really, 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 really want to encourage you to check out our learning community, but we realize that if all of our listeners applied for that learning community, it just is impossible. So that's why we want you to go to myleadershippipeline.com and join us in Nashville, October 10 to 12. October 10 to 12 in Nashville. Not only are you going to love the weather and the food and Five Daughters Donuts. Literally, they should be a sponsor of our podcast. That's how good.
It's a Corona.
Yeah, it's crazy. But you know what? If you can come there, if you can't give us the time for the learning community, come for 3 days. The first day, we're going to coach you on Leadership Pipeline, on the basics of establishing that at your church. The second day, we're going to be doing we have main stage sessions, Carrie Newhoff, Clayton King, Albert Tate, Tammy Heim, Shannon Miles, Dr. Rayner, Leon Scrum. I mean, that's our lineup where we're going to be talking about recruiting.
Daniel M., Todd Atkins.
At recruiting.
Eric Geiger.
At every level. All right, we're going to be talking about recruiting at every level. And then on the third day, we're then going to pick up from the Leadership Pipeline Coaching Day and help you develop the systems and the process to recruit so that volunteers are recruiting volunteers, leaders are recruiting leaders, ministry directors are recruiting ministry directors, and where it's actually a part of your culture rather than the pastor doing all the recruiting training and it then becomes clogged up. So thanks again for listening in. We do hope you can join us. And if you do come to our conference, say hi to us. Let's hang out.
Definitely.
Especially because you're a New Churches listener. We'll maybe get you something special. All right. We'll catch you next time.